Well, what a wonderful day to be able to come together and share scriptures in love through the gift of God in so many ways. You know, thank you, God, for the written word. We thank you for the oral traditions, too, that was handed down long before that we got the written word. But thank you for your faithfulness in giving us the written word, especially in the Psalms. Psalm 130 is our Old Testament reading this day, and I read it from the New Living Translation. And this is a song for the ascent to Jerusalem. You know, they have to go up to Jerusalem. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord, pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offered forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. That really should say love you, in my humble opinion, that we must learn to fear you. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on him. I have put my hope in his word, and I long for the Lord more than centuries long for the dawn. Yes, more than centuries long for the dawn. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love and an overflowing supply of salvation. He himself will free Israel from every kind of sin. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, there's a lot of depression in our society today because of so many things that are going on. Financial and viruses, and it's just troubling, and a lot of people get depressed because of it. But Psalm 130 offers an accompaniment by an overwhelming sense of loneliness and self-loathing. And as we descend into the darkness of our pain and our fear, or even our loss, we sometimes assume that our depression separates us from God. But that's not true. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It never separates us from God. We can even begin to feel that we have been disappointed and that God won't have anything else to do with us until we get better. Well, according to Psalm 130, written by someone who knows the darkness of depression, God joins us in the darkness. So when you feel the face of depression, repeat the psalmist's assurance of yourself that God's love is unfailing. Psalm 130 today, our Old Testament reading. Pray that you have a wonderful and blessed day, and hope to see you in church in person sometime soon. God bless.